I'm writing a book called Jack Elam, I Gave You the Best Years of My Life, Poems and Reflections on How the West Won Me. Here's a little extract from the beginning of the book, written and read by Joe Cushnan. I love Westerns. I have always loved Westerns. I have given Westerns a significant chunk of my time and attention through 5 decades. I stand, metaphorical guns pointing, and say, Westerns, I gave you the best years of my life. My earliest memory of watching a Western on television was in the late 1950s. It was The Range Rider, starring Jock Mahoney, and it was in black and white. I remember seeing it for the first time one Saturday afternoon in my Aunt Sally's on the New Lodge Road, Belfast. Always a treat, because she gave us a big bowl of hot peas and vinegar, bread and butter, and a huge blue-striped mug of tea. Immediately after the horse racing, or it might have been the wrestling, it was The Range Rider and his trusty sidekick, Dick West. The Range Rider was made from 1951 to 1953, nearly 80 episodes in all. I was a 1954 baby, so obviously I caught the repeats a few years later. The opening to the song Home on the Range featured the introduction, and who could be more at home on the range than the Range Rider, with his thrilling adventures of the great outdoors, his exciting experiences rivaling those of Davy Crockett, Daniel Boone, Buffalo Bill, and other pioneers of this wonderful country of ours, and Dick West, all American boy. As the narrator spoke, I watched the Range Rider climb onto his horse and gallop after a stagecoach, then Dick West on his horse not far behind. It was thrilling to this 6-year-old, and on a very recent viewing of the opening to the show, this nearing 60-year-old man still feels a tingle about this and many more Western shows and movies. I watched every second of the action and was so engrossed that the first time I saw a horse galloping towards the camera, I leapt up and hid behind a chair. I thought that the horse was going to jump out of the set. It was that real to me.